From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, movie mischief. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Today is April 2nd, 2008. Have you seen the trailer for the new Mike Myers movie?
You know, I just did. And, you know, this has started a little bit of a controversy. I understand there are some folks out there saying this might be the tipping point for Mike Myers. I don't know. We'll leave it up
why,
to
why?
You.
Explain
there,
why.
There is... Okay, it's called Love Guru. It's out in June of this summer, and it's a kind of a blending of all the other Mike Myers characters with a little bit of Borat infused in that, Sacha Baron Cohen's character that was a little bit controversial. The people of Kazakhstan, if you will remember, had some issues with that character and that movie.
Perhaps people have issues with the
Love Guru
ethnicity that Mike Myers
Hindu
is portraying.
Themes. There are some folks in the Indian community who might take offense to some of
might
this.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. My goal is to get you to say, gee, you are you, TM.
Rajneesh, I'd like an alligator soup and make it snappy.
Because alligators are snappy, and at the same time, I want it prompt.
Yeah, I was cracking up this morning, but apparently a producer, Dan Pashman, said that's one of the worst movie trailers he's ever seen in his life.
I'm in the Dan Pashman camp.
So we'll let you be the judge when it comes out this June. I saw Mike Myers recently at a restaurant in Manhattan looking kind of schlubby. No offense, Mike Myers, but he's probably taking a little vacation after Love Guru.
All right, so maybe anyway, you don't want to see the movies, you don't feel like reading books in our book club, you just want to watch some TV. Things might be a little different in the future as a result of the writer's strike. Yeah, we know it's over, but now the lasting effects are starting to show. NBC is making a bold move today. We'll find out what's going on in the world of TV pilots and when, oh when, will 30 Rock return?
Who's crazier, me or Ann Curry?
Oh, Tracy.
Also, how many kids are dropping out of high school? It's not such an easy question to answer, apparently. You think you just count them, but different states do it different ways, and now there's a move to make a more standardized, unified formula for figuring out how many students are not getting their high school degrees. We're going to look into it.
We'll also go hunt for treasure under the sea, take a ramble through the day's stranger stories, including one involving six marmosets. And of course, we'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first...
There's still no clear winner in the race for the presidency of Zimbabwe. The elections were held Saturday, but today the likelihood of a runoff appeared to increase after state-run media said President Robert Mugabe had seemingly failed to win a majority for the first time in nearly 30 years.
Yesterday, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai insisted he had won the election outright, but said he'd wait for the official results to declare victory. Projections by both the ruling party and private monitors, however, suggest Tsvangirai fell short of the 50% plus one to required to win. That could force a second round of balloting.
Meanwhile, in the absence of an official announcement, Zimbabwe's rumor mill is in full swing. Some have theorized that Mugabe is trying to negotiate a graceful exit. But yesterday, the country's deputy information minister, Bright Matonga, said that isn't true.
There's no deal. This is just speculation, malicious speculation, which you dismiss.
Opposition leader Tsvangirai also denied that a deal is in the works, but the delay is causing his supporters to worry that Mugabe is trying to rig the results. Electoral officials say they're still receiving ballot boxes from some provinces, prompting questions about where those ballots have been all this time. Yesterday, Tsvangirai urged patience and said he's giving Mugabe the benefit of the doubt.
President Mugabe said that he's an honest man and that he doesn't believe in cheating. I hope that... When the result is announced, it is the true reflection of the vote, and that there is no reason to involve in fraudulent activities. And I still have to wait until that is proven. The people of Zimbabwe have waited for this long. I think they can wait far, far longer to reach that confirmation.
Tsvangirai is the leader of the Movement for Democratic Change and has been a thorn in Mugabe's side for a decade. The 84-year-old Mugabe has ruled Zimbabwe since the country gained independence from Britain in 1980. Once thought to be a great hope for the country, he turned out to be dangerous and dictatorial. He faced a strong challenge in Saturday's elections because of Zimbabwe's economic collapse. Inflation there is 100,000%. That means a loaf of bread can cost millions of dollars.
Political commentator and journalist Trevor Nobe tells NPR that Mugabe is in uncharted waters.
It's a very difficult position where he is. He's never been here before. He's never been defeated before.
This is an evolving story, so you can follow it all day at npr.org. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines.